baby, she low. Baby, there's a red dot on the ground. She loves to do the boogie. She loves to do the boogie. She loves to do the boogie if it takes her all night long.
Yours. can help them, but they can't join them. There can be no black-white unity until there is first some black unity. We cannot think of being acceptable to others until we have first proven acceptable to ourselves.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
It's delicious. And I love it.
Walking down the street, I saw a friend of mine. We stopped the shop to get us something to eat. Now, when we got to eating, I said, again, is the Yale sandwich, what's happening? And I told him, whoa! Boogie and the children's too. Don't nobody boogie like me and you. We gonna boogie, we gonna boogie till the break of day. Now you know, last night I was laying down. I heard mama and papa talk. I heard papa tell mama. Then I heard mama got him, she told papa. Well, mama told papa about something she heard. She said, look at him, mama, I don't believe a word. We're gonna boogie, I'm gonna boogie till the break of day. All right, let's boogie one time now. Hit it. feel all right. I 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 feel all right. Hey, hey, hey.
In cars with the boys at night.
And what is your name, little girl?
Jen.
Jen. And what did you do to get locked up in a place like this?
Well, I was just talking to my friend Steve, and a police came by just because I was all dressed promiscuous. He accused me for prostitution, so now I'm stuck here behind bars, and I really don't have much to say.
Is that right? So you're telling me you were unjustly accused?
Very.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Bucher, and our theme this evening is called Black and Blues. And we are mixing up songs from AC/DC's Perfect Back in Black album, especially alternate live versions of the hit singles from that album, because the studio album versions are all excellent, but they're played enough on the radio, I think. And we're alternating that with songs from the great Black American bluesmen who contributed not only to the genre of blues, but also in that way developed the roots of hard rock and heavy metal music. That was a pretty long set we had. We started off with R.L. Burnside and Going Down South, and then we heard from John Lee Hooker and Devil's Jump, AC/DC, My Plastic Sushi, Good Girl, Bad Girl remix of the studio version of Let Me Put My Love Into You on Back in Black. And then Lightnin' Hopkins, Let's Move. And I found that off of an album that contributed significantly to the show concept. Mojo Magazine presents Let's Move, a heavy blues collection. Then we heard some public service messages, one from the National Fair Housing Alliance, talking about the benefits of a racially diverse neighborhood. That actually following my excerpt from Malcolm X's 1964 The Ballot or the Bullet speech. That one talking about relations at the time between white people who want to help the black movement at the time and black people. And then we also heard from Dr. Lester Grinspoon, a public service message about his studies involving marijuana. And thanks to Chuck Yu for his hand in the production remixing of all that. And then we heard from Magic Sam and his blues band, I Feel So Good. And we wrapped things up with My Plastic Sushi Jailhouse Jen remix of What You Do for Money, Honey. Well, we've got a little under 40 minutes and time for two sets, I hope. And we're going to start off the next set with just an outstanding example of two guitar players in a band playing a song together and doing what they should be doing, playing significantly different parts, not just doubling the same riff. No, no, no. And remember, again, this is always in AC/DC songs. Malcolm is on your listener's left, and Angus is on the right. Here's, this is one of my favorite AC/DC songs, really, for just that guitar interplay and Malcolm, steady, rolling, rocking Malcolm Young on rhythm guitar.
ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My truck didn't come back for the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Rockets.
Ball. Let your hair down, baby. Let's have a natural ball. Cause when you're not happy, it ain't no fun at all. Sure. You can't take it with you, that's one thing for sure. There's nothing wrong with you that a good shuffle boogie won't cure. That's why I love to sing.
Thanks. Me too. Pardon me.
I'm not in the business. I am the business.
Sure look good, but don't mean a thing to me. Sure look good, but don't mean a thing.
One way a girl can repay a boy for entertaining her.
So you ready for your audition?
I am ready.
All right, get on your knees.
Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford, our theme is called Black and Blues, and we are playing songs off of AC/DC's perfect album, Back in Black, particularly with alternate live versions of the hit singles, and then studio versions of the lesser known deeper cuts, and we're mixing those up with songs from Black American bluesmen who, besides contributing to the electric blues genre, also in that way developed the roots, in fact, of hard rock and even heavy metal. In that last set, we began with a live version of Shoot to Thrill. And boy, I just love the guitar interplay between Malcolm Young and Angus Young on that track. And that I found off of Backtracks Disc 2. There's several live versions of that around on, well, there's another one, I believe, on Backtracks Disc 3. And then we heard from T-Bone Walker, the T-Bone Shuffle. And T-Bone Walker, he was one of the first guitar players to realize the potential of an electric guitar, that it was fundamentally different from an acoustic guitar that they used to play in jazz, and you could use it as a lead instrument. He had this ES-5 guitar, which was a little awkward because it didn't have switches. It had three pickups, though. And he used to go, and he was quite a showman. I mean, he would like take the guitar, he'd play it behind his back, and Jimi Hendrix learned a lot from him. As well as other black American bluesmen, their showmanship tricks, playing guitar with their teeth. I used to do that, too. It didn't, well, the sound wasn't so great, but it sure looked cool. Oh, yeah. And then we heard from Howlin' Wolf and Shake For Me. And we finished things off with AC/DC's Giving the Dog a Bone. And thanks to, well, we hear bits and pieces from Amanda Bell's job interview in there, and also Jailhouse Jen. So I saw Chase Carson roaming around our hallways here at WMFO. So he's going to be in promptly at 10 p.m. for the time tunnel. Soul, funk, dance music, classic rhythm and blues and disco, plus the jazz interlude in between 11 p.m. and midnight, and I'm looking forward to that, and as well as we'll be having a jazz prelude. So we've got time for one set for you, and we are going to begin it with actually the seed song for tonight's show in many ways by Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers. And Hound Dog Taylor is pretty amazing. He actually was born with six fingers on his left hand, and he played slide with his little pinky. He also had an enormous thumb, and it all was very functional, and it worked great for him. In fact, just search the web for Hound Dog Taylor Hand under images. And this song, Give Me Back My Wig. Great nasty sounding electric guitar, plus a really cool guitar solo that shows how much you can do with just one note. And then we're going to follow that with another song by Junior Kimbrough that also features a really nasty sounding electric blues guitar. All that and some more AC/DC as we finish off our theme this evening with our final set. Hound Dog Taylor, Give Me Back My Wig, Baby!
And by the way, I'm not only the heckler president, but I'm also a client.
Here we go.
Thank you.
you pinko, heavy metal weirdos do to motel rooms. Read all about it in the Star.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. Oh, no. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a different weekly theme. And this evening, it was called Black and Blues, as I played songs from AC/DC's perfect album, Back in Black. And, well, particularly, I had alternate versions, alternate live versions of the hit singles, because things like You Shook Me All Night Long and Hell's Bells and Back in Black, the studio versions of those songs are way overplayed, as great as they are. WAAF and WZLX, sure, they play them if you want AC/DC. But not the deep cuts. That's what we do here on freeform non-commercial radio stations like WMFO and our sister stations, WMBR, MIT 88.1 and WHRB 95.3, one of my favorite radio stations these days, especially with the classical music. So in that last set, we started off with Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers and Give Me Back My Wig. What a nasty sounding guitar that worked oh so very well in that song. Plus a very cool guitar solo that showed how much you could ring out of just one note. Then we heard from Junior Kimbrough and I Gotta Try You Girl. Also another nasty electric blues guitar in there, and we finish things off with AC/DC and Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution, the studio version of that. Backing me up right now, going out by request of Chase Carson, is our Jazz Prelude and Charlie Parker Funky Blues, a jazz track, but close enough to conclude our sound collage this evening. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week with another one for you. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, because people die that way. And that's a terrible thing.
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.